I guess one of the things we talked about last year was that you said, one day or another, I have to make a choice between the soprano and the tenor.
You know, I've forgotten I said that, but I guess it was very fresh in my mind then, and it's still that problem, and it hasn't been solved. It seems now that I'm fighting to stay with the tenor because I don't want to lose it. But the soprano is so easy to pick up and play, and I, like in my room or when I'm traveling, I find it's the easiest one to have in hand, you know? Mm-hmm. And more often than not, I find myself playing it. And most of the ideas that I get come from the sound of that and the range of that instrument. And I still like it very much, but I feel that I want to go back to the tenor more or less, because actually the soprano has been about my favorite instrument ever since I picked it up. And now I'm beginning to get used to it, and I want to go and strengthen myself on the tenor again. I've got to change on tenor. It feels like it's about time to change mouthpieces, you know? And when I tour is over, I'm going to Paris and go down to Selma Company. And if things work as I hope they might, I might find a new combination of mouthpiece and horn, which will give me something which will rekindle a new interest in the tenor, you know? At least that's what I'm hoping for.
Het probleem sopraan, sax of tenor is nog steeds actueel. Ik vecht op het ogenblik met de tenor, want de sopraan is een makkelijker te bespelen instrument. Ik krijg ook het merendeel van mijn ideeën door de sopraan. En dan is er de moeilijkheid van de mondstukken. Na afloop van de tournee wil ik naar de fabriek in Parijs gaan om daar de bouw van een speciaal tenormondstuk te bespreken en eventueel een speciaal instrument. Want ik wil de tenor beslist niet loslaten, ook al is de sopraan misschien mijn favoriete saxofoon.
It is really going to be my favorite, but I don't think it can take the place of the tenor in my life, because the tenor doesn't have the power that the tenor has, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've got to have that power to get across certain ideas. So actually, I'm going to need them both. I'm sure of that.
Maar de sopraan zal toch nooit zo'n plaats in mijn leven krijgen als de tenor. De sopraan mist de kracht van de tenor. En voor het uiten van bepaalde ideeën blijf ik de tenor toch nog prefereren. Enfin, ik heb ze allebei nodig.
Over zijn tegenwoordige groep is John Coltrane bijzonder enthousiast.
Yeah, well, they're doing beautifully, you know. And it's just a natural thing with them. They're just growing into it. And it's very spontaneous, you know. I try to... I only give a skeleton, a framework for a song, and from then on, it's up to them to create their own parts to it. And that way is much better, you know.
De muzici gebruiken hun geboden vrijheid prachtig. De nieuwe opvattingen komen vanzelf. Ze groeien langs een natuurlijke weg, spontaan. Ik geef voor een stuk alleen een geraamte aan. De jongens moeten hun eigen aandeel scheppen. Dat is de beste manier van spelen.
Coltrane laat hierop volgen.
Bovendien word ik zelf op die manier geïnspireerd. En ik kan onmogelijk in termen denken zoals Alvin Jones dat doet op zijn drums, Jimmy Garrison op zijn bas en McCoy Tyner aan de piano. Daarom ook laat ik mijn wil op het ogenblik niet te veel prevaleren.
Ja, it sort of shapes itself, see, through individual contribution and effort. And that way everybody can kind of develop, you know, and developing their own sense of musicianship too, because they have to make their own choices and decisions, you know, musical decisions.
I think we've got
which gives me ideas, see, because I can't think drums like Elvin Jones, I can't think bass like Jimmy Garrison, nor can I think piano like McCoy, you know, I can't do it. They know much more about those instruments than I do, much more. So it's better for me to not, you know, try to impose too many of the things my ideas on them.
Wist u dat John Coltrane ook een beetje gitaar speelt? Vorig jaar had hij het instrument zelfs meegenomen en zat er in zijn hotelkamer of onderweg in de bus op te pingelen.
I'm still fooling around with the guitar.
No, man, I got it at home. I didn't have no time after that. It was sort of a companion for me before, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I still have it. It's, I think eventually I'm going to get, I'll probably get into it because, after I start composing, then I'll know what I'm looking for, and I'll be able to use different instruments which I have around the house to help me compose, see? Because I bought a sitar since I saw you last, too. And, well, I still got the harp around there. And after I get my several modes of composing, composition together, then I'll be able to go to these different instruments, you know, with something definitely in mind.
Ik heb mijn gitaar thuis gelaten en gebruik hem net als mijn harp en de sitar die ik onlangs gekocht heb wanneer ik componeer.
Wanneer we het over componeren hebben, komt de LP Giant Steps ter sprake, waarop Coltrane alleen eigen stukken speelde.
Yeah, but my approach was so limited then, but I was trying, you know, but
in what way you mean?
Well, melodically, mm-hmm. My approach. Those giant steps that everything that I did on there was a kind of harmonic exploration for me, exploration, you know. There was some harmonic sequences which I wasn't familiar with. Prior to that, you know, I'd just been working on it, and it was kind of new to me. And I was working strictly from a chordal, sequential progression pattern, you know, and not melodically. And it was easy to soon exhaust that, you know, harmonic thing. But to write melodically is really the best way, because that then you are not governed by just a set rule here, set rule there. It takes in everything, you know. And it's much more flexible and more far-reaching for me to write like that than it is just to write from a harmonic basis.
Ik was te beperkt hier, zegt Coltrane. Het ging allemaal om de harmonieën. Ik speelde geen melodieën. Onderzocht alleen de mogelijkheden van akkoordenschema's. Destijds waren die nieuw voor me, maar de mogelijkheden bleken snel uitgeput. Een melodische benadering is de beste, is niet zo gebonden, je hebt meer vrijheid.
Nu gaat Coltrane inderdaad van melodieën uit, en dat zal in de toekomst bepaalde gevolgen hebben.
But now that I'm trying to write from the melody first, the melody will be more important, and so eventually I might derive some melodies which are of and maybe have some quality of some lasting value of some sort. Melodies that can be worked into interludes or introductions or passages, you know, like, and maybe it'll be time to add a horn and maybe really get a band, see?
Have any idea what kind of horn it will be?
Or? Well, I guess a trumpet, you know? I don't want a trumpet alone. I'd like to have somebody like Eric Dolphy, but that's impossible.
There's nobody that plays trumpet that way.
No, you know, I like to have Eric, really. I like to have Eric Dolphy and a trumpet, but Eric is he's got his own band now. But maybe I could find some young man who plays more than one reed, see? If I get somebody who plays several reeds and a trumpeter, see?
Wanneer we een nieuw repertoire van eigen stukken hebben opgebouwd, stukken die dus een melodisch uitgangspunt hebben, wil ik de groep uitbreiden met iemand die verschillende rietinstrumenten bespeelt en een trompetist. Het is jammer dat ik Eric Dolphy niet kan krijgen. Hem zou ik het liefst hebben, maar hij leidt zijn eigen band.
Onze laatste vraag. Zou het niet moeilijk zijn een trompetist te vinden die in deze groep past? Het antwoord?
Vermoedelijk niet, want tegen de tijd dat we gesetteld zijn, wanneer we spelen waar ik nu naartoe wil, dan zullen er genoeg zijn. Het zal 6 maanden tot 1 jaar duren. We weten dan ook waar we aan toe zijn. En de nieuwe mensen zullen zich betrekkelijk makkelijk kunnen invoegen. Bij het spelen alleen maar hun oren hoeven te gebruiken.
I don't know. I think by the time I learn to write, there won't be any problem. There'll probably be too many of them around like that. It's going to take me a year. I think, you know, I'm not sure, but I think it's going to take me 6 months to a year to get to get something good out of this, because I'm at the first step now, you know, and unless it snowballs real fast, it's gonna take me a little while to get it really strong, but it will be a beginning soon. I'm gonna make a beginning soon. And I don't know whether I'll add the trumpet until 6 months or maybe 8 months or a year, something like that. By that time, my ideas might be strong enough to be able to write arrangements, you know, and if not write them, to settle, to construct them. Or anyway, I like to develop these things with the quartet, and then when the horn man comes in, we'll be so well set with him until all he'll have to do is just play what he hears, see, which will be better.